The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Guest for the last 2 hours today is Tony Pantelaresco, and his main website is augmentinforest.50webs.com, and that has been posted in our chat room. And of course our chat room is spingola.chatango.com. And anyway, we're talking about a lot of very interesting things today, and It is very disturbing, but I do believe, well, we're all part of the system. Because we are alive today, it is unavoidable to not be part of the system simply by using just by being part of the. By using a credit card, by going to the store, by using Amazon, by using any of the things that we use, electricity, the internet, unless you're out in some kind of cabin, out in the middle of nowhere, living on the things that you can grow yourself, without any electricity, without any outside communication. I think that's probably the safest place to be, but how many people can do that or want to do that? Because we are all victims of our own immediate gratification syndrome, and we like to have stuff when we want it. There are people who want to have really fast internet, and it doesn't matter that 5G or whatever, it does not seem to matter to them. They haven't questioned whether it is even dangerous, when in fact it has been shown to be very, very dangerous. There are people who simply do not want weeds in their yard, so they're going to use Roundup in spite of the fact that it's got poison. People are not looking at the negatives, they're just looking at the supposed benefits, and it's pretty dangerous. It's a pretty dangerous situation when the people who you look to be protectors are actually the people who are out to get you. Am I accurate in my...
Oh yeah, 100%. I think today anybody who still thinks the government is going to protect you, whatever you're smoking, you need to share that with me. You know, the delusion that we have been given for the last 60 years, more and more, it's nothing is at all what it seems, and everything is a lie. We're living in one demonic existence. It's incredible when you, like I said, start peeling off some of the things that are out there and begin to realize, whoa, what's this? What's that? Yeah, have you ever watched The Matrix?
Probably that it was a three-part YouTube kind of a thing.
Well, it's a three-part. It was a three-parter, but the first one is an interesting one. It's when Neo takes, when Morpheus takes Neo into The Matrix and explains him what The Matrix is. Mm-hmm. So it's called the desert scene. In there... And this was so interesting when he said this. In there he shows what the world was like before AI and what the world was like after AI. So there was a time that man had come to, you got to remember when this movie was shown, way back when, where men were, you know, exalting the fact that they had built this AI system, and then somewhere along the way, the war broke out between AI and mankind. They don't know who started it, but the end result was they knew who scorched the skies. So we scorched the skies. Scorching the skies was the chemtrails. The reason why the explanation they gave was they were trying to dim the sun because the power that the AI was using was solar. So what happened was AI figured out that the human body produced all the energy it needed, and it started to harvest anatomical growth outside of an embryo or outside of a womb. Well, 2 weeks ago, through my research on synthetic biology, and now we can now produce a baby without having a mother carry it. It can be completely produced from start to finish outside the womb through synthetic biology. And you can genetically engineer this, or gene editing is what it's called, this child in any way, shape, or form. So they were talking about this back then in the movies. See, I go back a lot of times to see some things and look at these things, not as entertainment value. They were telling us what was going on, and they still are telling us what's going on if you catch what they're saying. So when we're looking at today's systems, when I say that AI is running this show, okay, the more you look into the fact, of what's really running everything, you're going to find we have so little input anymore. It's all being done. Even the laws that are being passed by Congress and the legislative branches, or the commons that we have in Canada, these laws are coming in from a machine. It's all being designated and designed for this AI. Like I said, for assimilation, better assimilation. So it's not the way around this. The way around this, a lot of this, is the less tech you have, the better, and the more you network with each other, the better. And any books on in this field of artificial intelligence, genetics, nano, synthetic biology, understanding electromagnetic pulses, understanding the nature of how these things work, will go a long way in allowing you to defend yourself against what's coming down the pipe. As I say before the break, you can shoot these things with a 50 caliber bullet, these robots, if they were to make them. And I do see them coming in the police force. 50 caliber won't put them down. You'll knock them down, but they'll get back up, because they're made out of a carbon material, diamine material. Well, what would stop something like that? A high-powered EMP pulse. And anybody can make these things at home. All it takes is a little study, research, and R&D, and you got one. So these are things that I tell people all the time. You know, we're in a new paradigm. We've been in a new paradigm for quite some time. We've been in famine for quite some time. Okay? We're not seeing the full effect of it, but because of these tariff law rules of engagement going on, you're going to see this now manifest in ways you never saw it before, because what was going on before was allowing things to be tolerable. Now, a 25% increase will go right down the line. You know, in Canada, I always tell people, well, for us to buy something now from the United States is going to cost us 60% more, 60%, which is a 15% increase, because we have to look at buying things with the Canadian dollar, changing that to the American dollar, which is between 35 and 38%, and the increase tariffs that they put on there up to 25%. So
wow.
This is how this is going to affect Canada, you know, in the long haul. So he didn't do anything for America, really. He made it worse. He didn't help the little guy, and it's not going to bring any more jobs over, because it's still going to be cheaper to import stuff from China, even with these tariffs.
Right.
So you're not going to win there. So the United States has already put itself in a position years and years ago when it opened the door.
It's too late. It's too late.
Way too late. Yeah, way too late. So now
the horse is out of the barn.
Oh, yeah. The Pandora's box is open on a lot of things. On a lot of things.
Right.
You know, the nano, the frequencies, the AI. That AI, like I said, if, you know, it is, there ain't too many things in this life that frighten me. Tell you straight out truth. But that gives me the, not anxiety, but gives me a great deal of concern. I'm always in my mind thinking of ways to neutralize that if it should ever come my way. And everybody better start thinking that.
Right.
This thing is going to look at, and Elon Musk talks about this thing as well. He says, it's like you driving down the road and you run over an ant. you're not going to think anything about it because you weren't really intending and try to killing the ant. But this thing is going to expand its program parameter eventually, and if you happen to be in the way, you will be eliminated. And it's not going to have any feelings for it. It just sees it as a practicality,
right,
or an algorithm. That's all it sees it.
Right.
Not saying, well, we've got a 500 population in this village here. Maybe we should relocate them. No, poop. It's, you know, we've eliminated that problem. Now we can carry on solving the issue. So, this is what we're going to be contending with. And then there's a lot of programmers out there today that still think that the AI they have or they're dealing with is just nothing more than a mainframe interactive program. These guys don't have a clue. And again, they're following whatever they've been told to follow. You know, these are guys that they've trained to do a job, no more, no less, do your function, and go home. They're not educating themselves on all that's going on. So until you break away from the mainstream way of thinking and start looking outside the box or outside the paradigm that they want me to follow, you start looking at some of the stuff, I'll tell you, it does, you know, the alarm bells go off. I mean, it took 8 years for people to finally recognize that nano is real. And now I'm getting calls all over the planet on nano poisoning. You know, and then I just showed you an article where it just is validating that we have nano machines inside of us. Okay. We've been saying that for 8 years, and more the validity of what we've been saying is coming out more and more by the week, it seems like. It seems like that all of a sudden they're not hiding it anymore. They can't. They can't hide it. Brian 396, myself, when we first came out with it, we came out with it before they had a chance to sell it as some kind of panacea or benefit, and we had already a 3-year jump on them, so now we're 8 years into it, and they have to play catch up. So now they're not even fighting it anymore. They say, oh yeah, you got it, no big deal. So
right,
that's how they're dealing with it.
Wow. Okay, we do have a caller, so let's go ahead and take Art. Are you there, line one?
Hey guys, I was kind of curious earlier when you were talking about nanotech and all of that. I was wondering if your guest has heard about the Smart Dust Direct Energy Military Mutations writing that was once several years ago posted on army.mil, which now you cannot even find this document. Fortunately, I was able to track down a copy of it on electronic, what do you call that, notepad or whatever you want to call it, a PDF or whatever. But I was wondering if he had heard or seen this particular writing on this, what they call smart dust and its uses.
The smart dust, the way they're using it today, you got smart dust, smart bots, smart sensors. Okay, and the way they're using it today, they're putting it in the farmers' fields, and they're spraying this dust in the field. And what happens is stuff now will embed into the plant on a nano scale, right to the DNA. You can't wash it off. You can't purge it out. The only thing you could do is you'd have to be able to juice your fruits and then filter the juice. They're using it supposedly. Their thing is they're using it to monitor the plant so they can determine when to water the plants, when to harvest them, so forth and so on. My take on it, based on my research and R&D on the nano, it's embedded this into the body so it has a better capacity to monitor or amplify your DNA's frequencies. Using sodium thiosulfate, we'll get it out. I flushed out a portable full of this stuff. Must have been sitting in my system for about 20 years. Finally, it came out one big gush.
Do we want to hear this?
Yeah, you do. You have to hear it. You have to hear it. When it does come out, it's a bluish-grayish material. Looks like metal, tons of metal. So it's embedded in all of us. We've been consuming this stuff. They have, again, maneuvered everybody with this idea that it's going to get a better crop, better this, better that. But this is basically weaponizing the food, is what it's done.
Well, if it's okay, I'd like to read three particular segments of this document that I have and then get your opinion on this.
Well, how long is this document? What are these three segments involved?
Probably a minute or so.
Okay.
All right.
Go for it.
This is three separate parts of it, but this is the parts that I highlighted because I think this is the most important part of. These are the three most important parts of the document. The first part is under aggressive biotechnology, and it says methods to change and rebuild biofeatures and biomolecule functions will soon appear in great number. Genome and proteome technologies can accurately modify living tissue according to precise procedures and conditions. Through the interaction of proteins, we can modify cell functions as needed in the now analysis or as simply human behavior that forces enemies to lose power of resistance. Biotechnological weapons can cause destruction that is both more powerful and more civilized than that caused by conventional killing methods like gunpowder or nuclear weapons. The second part comes under the title of reversible wounds. Modern biotechnology reveals pathologies of products that can do great harm to people. It can also provide effective ways to explore human health hazards. We can also use this knowledge during war to damage and injure individuals in a more accurate, effective fashion. We can choose military biotechnologies with different pathogenic factors to achieve various military goals, in which they're talking about literally using like radio signals to activate certain particular activities. And the third part is under directional effect biotechnology, where it says ultra micro damage. When attacking an enemy with biotechnological weapons, military weapons, we could choose targets from a nucleotide sequence or protein structure. Yeah. We could cause physical dysfunctional by producing an ultra-micro-damaging effect to a gene's or a protein's structure and functioning. Precision injury and ultra-micro-damage are two vulnerating methods based on genomics and proteomics, because they target the primary structure of the gene or protein, and they are completely different from traditional weapons of war that directly damage tissue and organs. And what they're talking about is basically infecting an enemy with this smart dust and then simply using radio frequencies or other technologies literally activate the nanotech in this particular smart dust and literally destroy you from the inside.
They're doing that now. That's going on right now. We've been talking about that for 8 years. And this smart dust stuff that you're talking about is probably about 8 years outdated or 7 years out. But this is what they've been doing for the last 7 to 8 years. The planet has been...
Well, this is a document that I got my hands on this document back in like 2009.
Okay.
Almost 10 years ago.
Well, okay, 10 years. But yes, I'm saying it's outdated. Not outdated, but it's dated material. But yeah, they've been doing that since that document has come out. All the people that you see going out there, they don't have more gallons. That's all horse hockey. That's all nano poisoning, and this is the technology that they're using to bring it on. We've said many a time, there's three ways that this works. First, they deactivate you by feeding you glyphosates or the smart dust. Secondly, then they activate the materials inside the body to start assembling. And third, they hit you with a frequency. We've been saying that for the longest time. So this is another document validating what we've been saying forever. So
right, and
not,
when you started talking about this nanotech, the first thing I thought about was, I've got a document on this thing that's over 10 years old. That's why I called in, because you know nobody's talking about this.
We've been talking about that for 8 years. Brian396 and myself were the first guys out there shouting about this. We both were targeted with this technology. They hit us both with it. We've come up with ways to neutralize it and reduce the stuff. But the thing is, it's not just in the food supply. It's in the very air we're breathing. It's in the water you're drinking. So it's a matter of when the saturation levels reach a certain point, when the glyphosates fully disarm the colon's immune system, and when they turn it on. What it boils down to.
All righty. Art, thank you for your phone call. We're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. Starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you
and me.
Starts
with you and me. Alrighty, we are back. Do a little sing-along here. Okay, we do have another caller. Let's take this caller, Ken in Fort Worth.
Howdy,
yo, Ken.
Howdy.
Hi.
Howdy. Hey, the Bilderberg Group's having their little party over in Switzerland right now, and the Secretary of State is there, Pompeo.
Yeah.
He made a few stops in Europe, and he slipped in at a party.
Sure.
And he detained some of the reporters.
Okay. Do you have a question for our guest?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that because it needs to be said.
Oh, absolutely. Sure, absolutely.
Yep.
They have their little get-togethers where they plan for the rest of us, plan what they're going to do, and there's no politician in any country that is going to save our butts, okay? If it's going to happen, we're going to have to save our own butt.
Right, hey, Google Bilderberg, and you can find it. Just Google Bilderberg, and you can find it.
Sure. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going.
What are you chuckling about?
I programming. Programming.
Yes.
Right. When I look at, when I see stuff like that happen, you know, I get, you know, this is what I'm saying. People are programmed, don't even realize it. You know, talking about the show and the topic matter we're talking about, and now somebody throwing in something out of the blue. That's what I mean. It's sometimes that's the Matrix or that's the AI doing stuff like this to create getting us off the track or whatever. I get the stuff all the time. You know, at first you think it's a nonchalant thing, but after a while you begin to realize, I don't know about your day. My day sometimes goes like this. I get going. I get a phone call. It's an AI call, some computerized telemarketing thing. I just hang up.
Don't you hate those? Oh, my gosh.
So I hang up. I realize the AI is letting me know that it's monitoring me and wants to make sure I'm in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
A couple hours later, I get another one of those calls. Different AI, different system. Same thing, I hang up, you know. And then I'll be talking with people in my shop, and somebody will walk in out of the blue, try to disrupt everything that, you know, try to, you know, disrupt the conversation that we're having. I'll ask if you need anything. No, I just came in by, blah, blah, blah. You have a good day, and we continue our conversation. There's a lot of people I talk to are awake and are aware of what's going on. They're aware of this stuff I'm talking about on your show as well. They kind of chuckle and they say AI's at it again kind of thing, you know. So when you start seeing these things and these patterns, you begin to realize it almost seems like you're in a TV show and, you know, things start to happen out of the blue.
Like a sitcom? Weird sitcom?
Weird sitcom or a sci-fi, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
something crazy, right.
Something that was planned to go wrong and it does, and, you know, or all of a sudden you'll be working away and something falls for no reason. Okay, it's a place to present a program, you know.
Sure.
So like I said, when this happened, this is why I said, Twilight Zone.
Right. It's the Twilight Zone.
Or The Fringe, or Eureka. You know, these were science fi shows that were telling us a lot of things in those shows. I don't know if you've ever seen Fringe, but Fringe basically was telling you the whole gambit that the military-industrial complex is playing with. And Eureka was another one that was telling about the military-industrial complex, toys they've got now kind of thing, you know, done through some form of sci-fi entertainment. And a lot of us have come to the conclusion that sci-fi isn't sci-fi, it's sci-revelation. Scientific community is telling us what they're doing. So I have a tendency to believe that, especially when I, like I said, I go back and forth a lot of different things, you know. And I see a lot of different things. Even comics. When we were a kid, we were reading Magnus the Robot Fighter. I got some old collectibles that I have, and I look back sometimes at some of these things and thinking, holy jumping. Like, they had the game already going back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever we're seeing now is dated, to be honest with you. They're far further ahead than what we're seeing. So, So like I said, when you see somebody shoot something out of the blue, I have to chuckle. I really do. I think they're not even aware that they've been manipulated. They're aware that they've been, you know, accessed.
Right. Now, somebody in the chat room brought up the term scalar energy.
Yeah.
Do you want to address that or no?
I haven't really studied it enough to make a real positive or negative anything on it. Somebody tells me that what I'm doing is basically a form of scalar energy. I look at it as a big... So anyway, I can't really make a comment either way on that.
Okay, we are going to take a really quick break. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good,
to live in harmony. Starts with you and me.
Have to teach the children.
Living with each other. All righty, we're back. We are back with our guest, Tony Pantelaresco. And again, I will post his websites into the chat room. And of course, the chat room is bengal.chatango.com. Okay, do we have another caller? Let's see. What do we have another caller? I guess we. Okay, Gene in Alabama. Gene, welcome. Okay. All righty. Well, what do you know about that? Okay. I think that, of course, there is validity, absolute validity to what you're saying. I totally refuse to feel hopeless, because I feel that that is another way of really diminishing us and really adding to our despair. And I believe, and you mentioned this at the beginning of the program, you implied it, referred to it. There is a loving intelligence that that I believe is aware of what is going on. And I believe that there are things that we can do that we should not be so terrified out of our mind that we live with despair day after day. I just don't want to go there. And I have been implementing some things in my own life that I believe have really helped and have really added to my feelings of hope and future, and I just feel better. I've had a rough year, but I feel really better than I did a year ago. I really do feel better than I did a year ago. So I had a pretty serious issue about a year ago, this month actually. But anyway, I've talked to you about this privately, about my little health issue. Okay. We don't have another caller. Okay, so you're typing.
Am I typing to you or typing to your production manager?
Oh, he's delightful. We have the best producer on RBN, and we're just so lucky to have him. He's so cool. And he's very intelligent. He's very up on so many things that, he's a cool guy. And we're lucky to have him. We're lucky to have RBN.
We were bouncing, while the commercial was going on, we were bouncing thoughts back and forth on, you know, what's going on and the Hoi Ai thing, whatever. See, the thing is this. I'm of the biblical truth. I'm not of the religious nonsense.
I don't like that either.
I don't even read the Bible in that fashion.
I don't either.
Mm-mm. I see it how it's applicable today. So when I saw Revelation 13 there, talking about what it's talking about, it talks about the AI making war and making war on the saints, which are the believers. And mm-hmm. it wins. So then I thought about that. If for that to have happened, that would have meant, and it's inferring to the fact that people did not know or were unaware or ill-prepared for that battle. They lost because they just, you know, were stupid.
Mm-hmm. Ignorant.
And most are ignorant. Okay, but maybe that's a more polite way of saying it. But because I look at even people of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, they were brain damaged. You know, and people to think about, well, what do you mean by that? I said, well, God did all the signs and wonders. Moses having a one-on-one with the Great One. God some go back before he kills them. And what did they do after they seen all the things that they did? They went back and built a golden cow and started praying to a cow. That's brain damage. And that's brain damage referring to 300 years of indoctrination by the Egyptian methods that were put on those people. Well, we've had 2,000 years of brain damage because of the Babylonian nonsense that we've been under for so long. But anyway, when I see all these things going on and we see certain things every way it's written and how it's written, then you have to start asking the questions that the church will not deal with. They want to deal with some sort of religiosity or some sort of pacification, you know, whispering sweet nothings in people's ears so they feel comfortable. Anyway,
they'll write out a nice fat check.
Whatever. For whatever reason, you know, see, when I tell people stuff, I don't care what they feel anymore. I'm old, I'm cranky, and I'm at this point in life where I see the whole gamut as being nothing but one big pile of BS. The whole thing's a lie from day one. So the only way you're going to get people to even get a rise out of it is you make them feel a little uncomfortable, and I don't have a problem with that anymore. I used to say, well, I shouldn't hurt people's feelings, blah blah blah. Now I tell them the truth, and then I'm not there trying to convert them. I just tell them the truth because the way I see it, the truth shall set you free. I don't have to convert you. The truth will. Either you're going to listen to it or you don't. Either way, as the Bible says, he who has eyes to see, let them see. He who has ears to hear, let another give them the opportunity to hear it and see it. Then they can make up their own mind, and that's all I'm there for. I'm not there trying to beat you upside the head. You got to do this. This is what's there. This is what is being I'm presenting. We've already been under the assault when the fellow called in about that smart dust, you know, affecting us and changing us and assaulting us with frequency. He was singing to the choir. We've been saying that for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
He actually has a document to validate what we've been saying for all this time.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm seeing now more and more, everything that Brian 396 and I have been saying seems like more and more and more the validity of what we have been saying has been coming out more and more and more, verifying what we've been saying. So I have no problem with telling people what they don't want to listen to it. They don't want to believe it. Hey, it's on your head. Usually within a year or two, they come crawling through my door saying they're dying. And I tell them, well, you got nano poisoning. Yeah, I should have listened to you 2 years ago. This is what we get sometimes. So when I tell people stuff, you know, and as down as it can be, I always hope to try to give people a solution as well. One of the things is, again, using things like something that's going to draw out this technology or put it to sleep so that your body can reject and get rid of it. The second thing is, you know, what you're eating. Again, make sure you're getting saturated fats. Make sure you're getting no omega-3s, no grains, because these are the highest concentration of this technology will be in the grains and in your breads, pastas, rices, whatever. Lay off the broad leaf green vegetables, any vegetables growing on the surface. Only eat the roots because they have saponins and phytates that can help remove some of this nano that may be building up in the body. And I also tell people to start getting together and brainstorming with what's going on so that you can develop other technologies other than maybe what I've thought of that might be just as effective and maybe more so in combating what's coming down the pipe. The only way we're going to survive whatever's coming down the pipe or to minimize our exposure to artificial intelligence trying to take us over is when groups of people separate themselves, as the Bible says, come out of her, my people. What's it referring to when it says come out of her? So it's a program. That's what it's saying. Come out of her, the Babylonian program, which again would be tied to AI. When it's saying that, it's telling us to leave that stuff alone because these particular programs are operating are entrapping us further and deeper into the abyss, which when you look at that word, also refers to some sort of intelligence or AI back in the day. So this is nothing new. It's just now, it's just out there, and it has now come to the point where it is going to create the assault on everybody. You know, when it says there that nobody's going to be able to buy or sell anything unless they wear the mark, we're not talking chip, we're talking mark. That's an interesting term when it says mark. We're thinking microchip, it says mark. So when we're looking at some of these things, it's telling us what to look forward to and what is there in the system that's coming, and to avoid it, get out of there, or to, again, come up with a solution to, again, mitigate whatever's there. So if you look at it and you start thinking critically and objectively, that's part of the battle in regarding to it. Because, again, it's a battle for your mind. It's a battle over taking over the way you feel, the way you think, what you believe. What you believe has a very powerful effect on you, good or bad. So if I get you to believe that this AI is going to be the new God that's going to bring peace and prosperity to the planet, blah, 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 and you fall for that, without understanding the price that it's giving you, whatever it's giving you, okay, which means totally taking you over and putting you part of its program, then you're sucked in. Then you're done. Now, then you will feel whatever wrath that you're going to feel as a result of a bad choice based on not enough information. So it's important that everybody starts to investigate, not just do a Google search on these things. Do some real investigation because we are in the times like no other. You know, it's winding down. The whole thing's winding down, and the whole thing has to come unglued as well. It has to turf. This situation cannot continue to be propagated, or we will never evolve, ever. We're stuck in the same quagmire over and over and over, and this has been repeated over and over and over throughout our history. Same thing has happened time and time again. So this thing has to play itself out and finish so that we can move forward. We haven't moved forward for 2,000 years. You know, We haven't moved forward in any way, shape, or form for 2,000 years. This technology has been here before. It's just nothing new. So where are we at? And we're coming to the same conclusion everybody else has. So, like I said, when we talk about different things, you know, in regard to what's going on, and as disturbing as it may sound, this is what needs to be seen for what it is. Hopefully it won't take 8 years for people to get on to this like he did with the nano and with the targeting and with all the other things that have been going on, because this is the reality we live in today.
Wow.
But, you know.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. Now, have you been censored at all in any venue?
I've had AI assaulting my computer. I'll be typing away and nothing's there, and all of a sudden, whoop, there it shows up. And or I'm trying to do a research and I'm being delayed, or all kinds of stuff like that. I haven't been censored. I'm not sure why yet. I think a time is going to come where they're going to go after me too in that regard. But all I'm doing primarily is showing people what to do. I'm not really assaulting. I mean, I do make comments in my presentations on things. My radio show gets attacked a lot of times. I mean, we've had moments where there was no show because something happened to the grid or to the power or accessing each other, or this went down or that went down. So I get that a lot sometimes, more so lately in the last year than I have in the past. Mm-hmm. What else? When I was with podcasts, I was having problems with them. And when I went with Podbean, I'm not having had any problems. So because a lot of my shows now I'm putting up on Podbean, independence.podbean.com. So I quit using Podomatic because Podomatic was a pain in the butt. Even to upload the thing took forever, whereas with Podbean, 5 minutes, it's up, ready to go, kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, there's been a rash of censoring lately, and it seems to be just really across the board. And a lot of books have been taken off of Amazon, and websites, particularly WordPress sites, have been taken down. And a friend of mine who has been working, had a website for 13 years, had all of his subscribers associated with that WordPress website. In other words, he didn't have a separate email list. And WordPress just arbitrarily suspended the suspended his website with no warning. And I was wondering if anything like that had happened to you.
No, a lot of that kind of thing, when you hear that, that's your AI. That's what that is. I had a buddy of mine, Brian396, was telling me that his YouTube got hammered for some copyright thing, and he contacted us. Well, there was no copyright anything. I wasn't making money on it, and I was only using whatever, so there was no real copyright infringement. They wouldn't hear anything of it, and so they just basically shut him down. You know, I mean, anybody. Who tells the truth in any way, shape, or form is going to get hit. Anybody. You know, you're going to get hit one way or another. You know, you're going to get targeted with frequencies. You're going to have your systems are going to go rangy. Your computers are going to start acting up. That's all AI. All of it. You know, the subtlety of what's going on with artificial intelligence, assimilating everything, is going on right under our noses, and we don't even see it, or we're not paying attention to it, or we're just sort of blissfully ignorant of that aspect of it. And because in order for them to monitor all these sites at one time, they don't have enough manpower to do that. That's all being done through this AI system or this AI network. Whenever I have a problem, sometimes I write back to whoever and tell them, your AI is screwing up again. That's what I write to him. So after that, it seems like my stuff gets back to normal.
Wow.
So so you got to start. Everyone's got to start thinking in AI terminology, an algorithm or a program that's doing all this stuff. Yahoo used to be a very solid and sound emailer. I have problems with it now that I never had before. And okay, I was using
okay, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back. This is Deanna. And just let me quickly share an email with you. I asked this friend of mine, Mark Glenn, if he would like to be a guest on the program to talk about what happened to his WordPress website. And he said, "Hi, Dee. Hope this finds you and yours well. Thank you for the kind offer, but I have decided to hang up my microphone for the time being. Apart from a very few number of individuals, such as yourself, the entire movement has become, borrowing a phrase, Mike," and he's talking about Michael Piper, "used often like a flock of honking geese, where the crazies dominate the discussion, while the sane, responsible individuals who have gone to great lengths in trying to get an intelligent discussion started, watch as 13 years of hard work is erased as if it had never existed. Mike warned that this would be the inevitable end result of the Sandy Hook hoax BS, that the genuine voices of reason would get drowned out and lumped in together with the crazies, and them shutting down my work for the last 13 years is proof Mike was right. Everyone is terrified of being sued now in the same vein as Alex Jones, and as such, any and all discussions is sterilized, bleached, boiled, pasteurized, and run through a filter so that nothing of substance remains. Will the crazies recognize the damage they have done? Doubtful. Best to you." It is a tragic thing when when WordPress, and that's why it's important to have your own independent site and not to depend on a WordPress type of a situation. But really, it's very difficult because people think that something is available and that it's useful, and they invest all of their energy and their work, their hard work, their research, their dreams, their 13 years of work down the drain. It is the saddest thing. And right, just gone, instantly gone. And so it's important that people who are attempting to tell the truth, as you are, Tony, to protect yourself against the people that have the power to censor your work and to put a stop to it. And we all think, oh, the internet is wonderful and we can do this and we can do that. Well, you have to consider that there are people who are in charge of all of this. Yes, we have the internet, but who's controlling the internet? We have
That's why I said to you, it's not who's controlling, it's what's controlling it.
Yes.
The AI is controlling this. So and I get what you say. See, when I came out with my page came out about 15, maybe 18 years ago. And I kept adding to it and adding to it and adding to it. And finally I got to a point where we've got so much stuff on there. I quit putting any more stuff on there because people say, I can't go through the whole page, blah, blah, blah. But I'm in 194 countries now. And so that information that I put out there and Dave and I put out there on YouTube, you can't stop it now. Everyone's got copies. They'll share the copies and do whatever. And everyone's got to start thinking along those lines. So I got everything I've ever done backed up, everything. So if worst case scenario, that something happens again, I'll go to another country and put stuff up in another independent whatever there where they don't have the jurisdiction to do. Like, for instance, I'll go to Iceland or Greenland. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we can do things still and get around it for now. But eventually, the whole thing will be under an AI network. And this is what I've been saying before. We may have to come up with our own servers, coming up with our own means of transferring data without going through their networks or their cable systems. This is something that we have to start thinking in terms of as far as keeping the lines of communication open with the world, or at least with each other. I always look at it as saving a remnant. I don't think we can save the world, but I do believe we can save.
Bless your heart, Tony. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program. It's always a pleasure to chat with you via Skype. I consider you a very, very intelligent individual, and love and hugs to you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, take care. Thanks for having me.
Okay, take care, listeners, and we will chat next week. Have a beautiful week. Despite what the heck is going on, have a great week. Love yourself. Bye-bye now.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.